Okay, I think we're recording. All right, so welcome everybody to the June Monthly. Tonight we're looking at cash cows. Who watched the webinar? Most of the room, that's fantastic. Thrilled to hear that. For those of you who didn't, that's okay. We'll go through some activity later on tonight to give you a bit of an idea of what you've missed. And just remember, we are recording, so if you want to say something or have got a question, please feel free to put up your hand or wait for the microphone to come to you so that we can catch what you're saying on the recording. That would be awesome. So, let's have a look at what we're doing tonight. So to start with, we obviously have enjoyed a bit of networking time and we're running a little bit late already, but that's okay. We'll look at doing some introductions, talk about who's who in the zoo, and we'll chat to Lloyd from Wisdom, who's come in to meet with us and share his expertise tonight. And then we'll look at some accountability stuff through to 8 o'clock. We'll work through our mindset for tonight, which is all about commitment. Very exciting. And then we'll have our networking break. And then when we come back from our break at 8:30, we'll deep dive into the cash cow strategy. So let's talk about who's new. Who is here tonight for the very first time that they've been to a Platinum Monthly meeting? Yay. So I have Sophie, I must commend Sophie. Sophie is from Tasmania and has made the trip across the strait to be with us. Sophie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, everyone. Really looking forward to getting to know a number of you and hearing what you've been doing on your journey. And I hope to see you more regularly.
Fabulous. Thank you, Sophie. And we've also got Nicole. Nicole's a new person, hasn't been to a meeting as yet. So say hello to Nicole. Give us a little bit of an idea of who you are and why you chose to do Platinum, maybe?
Because you wrote me into it. I did go to the boot camp. I was there. So I'm Nicole. Everyone hasn't met me. There's a few of you here who I recognise. I wasn't able to come last month because I had migraine. I wasn't even able to watch it on Facebook because it just wasn't agreeing with me. I was really gutted that I wasn't able to come. So I joined boot camp, I think it was at 6 o'clock the night before it started. My husband and I both joined because we were at a stage in our life. We are very, very cash poor, in a lot of debt. And we need to get out of it. We have two young boys, 8 and 9, and we want to help them learn that you don't have to go to work and work until you're 70-something like their grandfather is. We don't want to work until we're 70-something, and we want to have an education in another area, and we will also help them get an education and get out of the norm of you must work, pay bills, die. We want them to be able to understand, and we want to lead by example, and we felt that through real estate it can be often a bit more freeing than other avenues. And I kind of like the idea of owning a few things, homes, and being able to renovate and all that fun stuff. And I'm a bit of a sucker for having a heap of tradies around me, quite like that. So, you know, I'm a tradie myself, so I'm a landscaper. And I'm also now a qualified permaculturist, which is a whole new other realm of things. So,
and it's all good, because Nicole's husband is a butcher, so anybody who comes close is going to get the knife treatment.
Yeah, we own a mincer. So.
And know how to use it.
And we know how to use it. And this is another reason my grandfather, Ben's father, my father-in-law, is turning 76, and it's his butcher shop that we inherited, debt included. We inherited a lot of debt. He ran the business as a lot of people did in that day. Money comes in the door, you live off it from day to day, week to week. And how hard he worked. He was able to put 4 children through school and college, so he did quite well for himself, but we weren't happy with living week to week. So when we inherited that, we actually inherited a lot of debt as well. So in 3 years, pretty much my husband has increased the business, doubled, got rid of a lot of debt. So when I'm saying increase the business doubled, we're talking from 650,000 with 100,000 debt to now turning over 1.2 by himself. And he's pretty tired, yeah. And he's only just hit 42. Yeah. And he goes, if I don't do something else, I'm going to be dead before I'm 50. And we had a big scare at boot camp, didn't we?
We did.
So I might become a bit emotional here. On the Saturday night, my husband stopped breathing. And I thought we'd lost him.
Mm.
So the first thing, we didn't come to third day until lunchtime. He made me come. He said, this is a sign, we have to do this. And so Narelle and I just couldn't speak to each other for the rest of the day.
It's true.
And so rest of the day, it was like, nah, I don't think we could have got a bigger sign that we have to do something else. He's 42. He's just turned 42. And I couldn't do this with my boys by myself. I need him. We are a team. We work very well as a team. And I got rather angry with him. I said, you're not allowed to leave me yet. So
Yeah, no dying, okay?
Yeah. So I told Narelle what happened. And it was quite amazing, the community that has come surrounding us. And the night before boot camp, I was quite sceptical about it. And we went to the meet and greet the night before. I did. Ben wasn't able to. He was working. And what I got was the sense of the community, how strong it is, how supportive it is. And then on the Saturday night, when I thought I'd lost my husband, and then coming to Sunday, it really, really cemented what we're here for. And I was blown away and humbled by how wonderful the group is that we are now surrounded by, our coaches, our support team. And I know a lot of you you've got your own stories about this type of thing, but when you're faced with it, and you're faced with a lot of debt, and then your husband does what he does, it scares the living hell out of you. It's your boys, and you've got to tell them that we're now doing things differently. And we didn't tell them what happened, that they don't need to know, but to tell them that things are different in our family now and in our house, and we're not going to work as hard, and we want to spend more time with them, and doing this is going to help us do that. So now they're like, when are you doing real estate, mummy? When are we buying a house, mummy? Because we rent. And they're like, when can we have our own place again? We did own a house. We sold it. Stuff happened. We're back at square one. So at my age, I don't really like that. And I want to be able to show my boys that there are other ways apart from going to work. And sorry, I got a bit emotional.
All good. No, look, thank you. Thanks, Nicole. I really want to acknowledge you and your husband, Ben, Nicole, because for most people, almost dying would have been enough for them to say, I'm not going back. I'm not going to finish the rest of that boot camp. But you were so committed to changing your future that you came on that Sunday, despite what you'd been through the night before. Now, the other thing I want to acknowledge is you guys as a community, because I know what Nicole is saying is true. You guys have contributed to Ben and Nicole already. That was their first experience of our community, and you were there for them. Most of you had no idea what was going on for them, but you showed up in a way that a lot of people don't show up in people's lives. So good on you. I love my platinums. Can I just say, I'm getting all emotional again. I love you guys. Like, this is amazing. I don't know how to convey to you what we as coaches get to see. And you individually probably don't get to see the impact that you as a community get to have in people's lives. And I hope that every one of you heard that story and understands that you have contributed to that. So give yourselves a round of applause because you are awesome. Right, tough act to follow, Nicole. Thanks for that. I also have a cold, so I'm going to blame my snotty nose on a cold.
Yeah,
definitely. All right. Now, we, as I said before, we have Lloyd from Wisdom with us tonight. Has anybody got any specific questions that they would like Lloyd to answer for us? He's more than happy to share. Otherwise, he'll hang around and he can be available for chats during the networking break. But has anybody got any specific questions at the moment? Yes, Helen's got a question. Awesome. Love it, Helen.
Hi, Lloyd. Just if you could get up at the front and just talk about what's happening in the market now with the interest rate cut and whether money is getting freed up more and if property are starting to go up a bit now. So just what the current market's doing in your world.
Good question. Thanks, Lloyd.
Thank you. So I guess I'll first introduce myself. Hopefully most of you know I'm Lloyd from Wisdom Loans. I generally try to come to probably 9 out of the 11 meetings that we have here on the Thursdays. So just what's happening in the market at the moment, I guess there's a bit of talk about APRA changing the assessment rate of what the banks use to calculate your borrowing capacity. So most banks will assess your current loans between 7.25% and 8%. Okay, although you might be paying 4, 4.5, that's what they assess your repayments on. So it makes it harder to pass servicing. So there's some talk that that might be loosened up, but nothing has sort of eventuated as yet. So we'll just have to wait and see whether that actually occurs. I guess from the finance side of things, I think that things were on hold during while the election prior to the election, and now I sort of feel that in the industry things are a little bit more stable, with I guess Liberal being in power at the moment, with just things like not negative gearing not changing, changes to capital gains tax rules and those type of things. So I sort of feel that in the wider community, not just our community, but most people out there, they're more sort of positive about what's going to happen. I wouldn't say that the prices are going to be increasing. Well, I don't have a crystal ball, but I think that if things kept on changing, there was still a bit of price growth to decrease a little bit further. So I think they've probably stabilised more than anything. So we just need to see what happens in that space. And I guess with the interest rate being decreasing, that's also been another positive as well. So, that gives investors and, people that are not as qualified as you guys a bit of a positive focus about the market out there. So, most lenders seem to be passing off on that interest rate at the moment, so that's good. So, I would say that it's still tough for lending at the moment. So, until, it comes down to the bank's appetite. So what sort of generally happens is there might be a rules change by APRA, which the bank will then pass on because, they're in the business of making money, so they want to lend. But there can also be other tweaks, things like living expenses or how they assess your credit cards. So as a guide, most banks would assess your credit card at 3%, but now it's sort of 3.8%, so most of the banks are making those changes. So some of those things they can still tweak to determine how much you can borrow. So I guess in overall, there's been some positives in the market, and I think it's going to sort of plateau rather than go down in terms of the prices. But I'd say at this point in time, still toughish for borrowing, but probably things promising things on the way. Any other questions before I head back? Yep.
Yeah, if you don't mind, just so that we can. Yep.
So in terms of the construction loan, say I got a project subdivided and I'm going to build at the back, is there a clear indication of do I need to contribute 20% towards the project, the construction loan? Is the bank going to ask that, or if there's enough uplift in the value of the property, then I may not to?
Yeah, if everyone's going to have like individual queries, I can obviously answer those at the break, but good question. So generally, if there's enough equity or uplift on the property, and you don't need to add more money into the deal, that's obviously the ideal situation, which we try to do. So depending on the situation, they might take land plus construction, and then lend 80% of that, minus your existing loan. There's obviously some tweaks to that. You know, they can lend up to 90%, and I guess we're also talking about sort of residential lending here as well. So yeah, but if there's enough equity in the property, you don't have to add an extra deposit in for construction, but normally you'd, you know, want to have a backup that you've got to put 10% in if it's investment.
Any other questions for Lloyd? Any other sort of general questions? No? Awesome. Give Lloyd a...
Too easy.
A round of applause. Thank you, Lloyd. And as mentioned, Lloyd will be here, so during the break, you know, and later on tonight, if you need to, you can ask him specifics about your circumstances. All right, so some housekeeping news. Now, I've got an announcement to make, and this is a little bit exciting. Kept it under our hat for a little bit, but we are making changes to the community profile section of the website. We have added some functionality which will allow you to specify if you're interested in doing JVs, and if you are, what kind of JV partner you might be, so that other people can go searching for you. So, yes, I heard that. So, it's something we've been wanting for a while. We've had some technical issues, but it is now that close to being launched. I've actually got a technical background, and I'm pleased to say I'm responsible for it. So, I've been tweaking the community profile. If you go in and have a look at it at the moment, it is all up and running. And we will be launching it at the National Conference in July and providing documentation about how to use it, because the search function is a little bit clunky just because of the platform we have to put up with. But it works. And so there's a whole bunch more information in the community profile now. You can specify the kinds of deals that you've already successfully completed so that other people who might be interested in those kinds of deals might want to get in touch and pick your brain, or, you know, ask if you're interested in doing more of that kind of thing. You can specify what deals you're currently looking for so that other people who are looking at those same kinds of deals might be able to connect with you, you know, some, at least some learning together, or some maybe some deals together. And then the most important and the most special part of it is this JV section, which you can specify you're interested or not. So you can say, yes, I'm interested in JVs, or you can say, no, I'm not, and that's fine. And if you are interested, you could say, I'm a working partner, or I'm a serviceability partner, or I'm a money or equity partner, or I'm a money and equity and serviceability partner, or I'm a serviceability and working partner, or a money and equity and working partner. So there's lots of ways that you can specify who you are, and then you can actually search for other people in the community. So if you're looking for somebody with equity, for an example, you can go find everybody who said, I'm a potential equity partner. You can also put up deals if you want to. Now, there will, all of this will come with a disclaimer. What you do with the information is up to you. You have to do your own due diligence. We don't vet any of the deals that are mentioned, but you can specify that I have a deal available, and you, people can go searching for those people who have already got a deal, and you can put up some details of the deal. And of course, you need to be careful what you say and how you say it, especially if you don't have the deal under contract yet. Please don't put up specifics like addresses of deals you don't have under contract, because that's just silly. You're asking for somebody to steal it from you in the nicest possible way. So all of this functionality, you know, as I said, it has been rolled out. It is up and running, but exactly how to use it, we are still working through a document to give you guys some heads up. So feel free to jump in and play if you're interested, but there will be an official launch coming very soon. Very excited. Yes, thank you. It's been a frustrating and much longer than we would have liked process, but it's finally here. And that's, you can see Tamara's already updated hers. Oh, and also you can search for Platinum graduates. If you're a revisiting Platinum graduate, you can mark yourself as a grad, and you can go looking for people who are grads, which is nice. Okay, so some more housekeeping. Student meetups. You know, we talk about this every meeting that we have. We make sure everybody's aware that there are a number of student meetups that are happening around the country. And so they're the, you know, the unofficial meetings, if you like. So they're Platinum specific, or they're ultimate organised meetups around the place. There's several of them. If you want to find them, you can have a look at the Facebook page for the events that are listed within our Facebook page, and most of them are also on our website. So there is a Platinum meetup on the alternate fortnight, Thursday night, for Melbourne. And I would highly encourage you guys that if you're interstate at any point in time, feel free to look up where the meetups are interstate in, you know, during the time you're going to be away, and go and catch up with some people who are from a different city. So, you know, if you're over in Perth, for an example, find out where the local meetup is. If you're heading to Adelaide, the Adelaide group is remarkably active. They don't have monthly meetings over there at the moment because there's too few Platinums in Adelaide at the moment. We're hoping to build that over the next sort of 6 to 8 months. But they are amazing. And they, you know how we do the live streaming now for people who can't get to a meeting? The Adelaide Platinums all get together to watch that together. They don't sit at home and watch it on their laptops. They all get together and do the live stream together. So if you're ever in Adelaide, go and hang out with the Adelaide guys. They're amazing. And not that any other state isn't, but, you know, I have a soft spot for the Adelaideans because they're my team. So, yeah, feel free to look up where the student meetups are and make sure you avail yourselves of those meetings. Again, where's the microphone? Oh, turn it on. Sorry, I didn't turn it on.
I have a request of you guys. If you know Platinum graduates, they may, especially if they have been a graduate more than a year or so, they may not be aware of our Melbourne meetings that we have every month, which is 2 weeks after our classrooms. So if you know those people, make sure you let them know that we're having them. And there is also a Facebook page, Positive Platinum or something. There's a Facebook page that they can join if they're a Platinum graduate. And we have the entry, or we have the details of the meetings on there as well. So, or if you don't know how all that works, just come and find me at the break and I'll tell you all that. Thank you.
Great point. So, yeah, past Platinums are welcome to attend those meetups. And anybody from the community is welcome to attend the ultimate meetups, which you will find on the I Love Facebook page or the ultimate website. So in Melbourne, there's at least six a month that you could attend, either Ultimate or Platinum. So, you know, feel free to start hanging out with some of the people from the community. And just, you know, I get great feedback from the student meetup, the Platinum student meetup that we have here in Melbourne. Really valuable time. I haven't gone through this. So, National Conference coming up shortly and a number of other events. So make sure that if you haven't already, put them into your diary, RSVP to Knowledge Source, book yourself a flight and some accommodation, because that's really important too. Or you might find yourself sitting in Melbourne hoping to be at the National Conference in the Sunshine Coast. That's not going to work. So end of July, we have our National Conference on the Sunshine Coast. And end of November, early December, we have our National Conference in Sydney. And for those who are Platinum graduates, just the graduates get to come the day before. So on the Friday, we have a Graduate Leadership Day. And if you're a graduate, you don't want to miss those. They are gold. And if you're not yet a graduate, I look forward to welcoming you to those leadership days when you become a graduate, because they are amazing. Christine, you've got a question. Would you? Sorry, can you just ask the question?
How do you get to the day before, or find out about the day before, because it's only up about the 2 days?
Yeah, so when you RSVP to Knowledge Source, if you're a graduate, they should be telling you in the material that they send you about the Graduate Leadership Day.
Can you get anything about that?
Okay, I wonder if that's because I'm concerned that you're not in the system correctly.
Okay.
I suspect that you're in just as a normal grad, a normal Platinum rather than a graduate. Because you got leadership notification, didn't you? Yeah. Yep. Yep. Could you actually send me an email? Because I want to follow it up with Melanie. Because I've noticed that there's a couple of... Oh, Narelle at iloverealestate.tv. There's a couple of times when I've noticed that you haven't been in the graduate mix when you should have been. So I want to just get that sorted. Yeah, so all just so that all of you know, in case you're not aware, all of the events that you RSVP to, the details of where it is, what time, what you need to do, where you need to be, is sent to you once you've RSVP'd. You don't get access to that information unless you RSVP. So there's a few people lately have been posting on Facebook, you know, can somebody tell me where, you know, the Platinum National Conference is? Well, actually, the answer is no, because if you don't know where it is, it means you haven't RSVP'd, and we need you to RSVP. So all of that information comes to you via email once you tell Knowledge Source you're coming. Please RSVP so that we know that you're coming and we can obviously cater for you. Platinum National Conferences are fully catered for the whole, pretty much the whole weekend. Friday night we do drinks. Saturday everything's provided. Saturday night we're out for dinner. Sunday everything's provided. So make sure that you RSVP and let us know that you're coming. And that's the only way to find out exactly where it's going to be. Okay. Ultimate Boot Camps are coming up. We've got a bunch of them coming up from here until the end of the year. So the next one is in June. At the end of June, we're up in Brisbane for Ultimate. So if you guys want to revisit a three-day Ultimate event, you're more than welcome anytime you like. We're then in Sydney in September, Melbourne in October, early October, Brisbane middle of October, Adelaide towards the end of October, and Perth at the end of October. Then the week after that, we run into Fast Profits and Extreme Income in the first weekend of November. And then we've got the I Love Real Estate Super Conference in the middle of November in Sydney. There are so many events coming up. The other one we haven't mentioned so far, which is on this slide, is the Millionaire Within. Who's going to Millionaire Within? Excellent. If you haven't RSVP'd or booked for that, make sure you get onto that. That's coming up in about 5 weeks. So middle of July, we're in Brisbane for the Real Estate Millionaire Within. And then, of course, all of you, well, most of you, I know it gets complicated depending on when. Anyway, I'll just say most of you are eligible for Quantum events as well. Everybody who's my student is eligible for Quantum events. So check the Ultimate website to find out what Quantum events are coming up. There's a bunch of them, and they, you know, the dates and times and schedule gets updated regularly, so make sure you go back and have a look and see what's coming up next, because there's a few that have just been confirmed in terms of dates. Okay, anybody got any questions about dates and events and all that sort of stuff coming up? Perfect. Oh, yes, Jane. There's no Bali this year. We're doing the leadership days instead. Yes, unfortunately. Oh. Maybe. No. If we make enough noise, they will reinstate Bali. But one of the big problems is not enough people actually sign up to go to Bali. Last year we had all up about 50, including all of the team, and there's like 15 of us, maybe more. So it's just that's not enough people to make it worth running the event. So if we make enough noise, they might reinstate it, but then you actually have to follow that noise with a commitment to go. So, all right. More housekeeping. Just in case you're not aware, we wanted everybody to be aware that when you download or print the slides that come with the monthly recording, so as you would all be aware, this is recorded. We pop it up on the website. Hey, Tugut. We pop it up on the website, and we also give you a link to the slides that we use for the night so that you can follow along if you need to. Now, when you download those slides, you can print multiple slides on a page. You don't have to print, if you just print and leave it as the default, it will print one slide per page, which is a very large document, and you probably don't want 182 pages of slides being printed. So there is a section there that says page scaling, and you can say how many slides to a page you want to print. And you can do 3 or you can do 6, depending on how good your eyesight is. So make sure that you make use of that, and if you're ever going back and revisiting a recording, or if you miss it and you need to catch up by listening to the recording, grab a copy of the slides, maybe print them out for yourself so you can write some notes. Okay, I've got a bunch of graduating platinums in the room. Yeah, woohoo, indeed. So, let me see who I've got. Is Deirdre here? I didn't see her. No Deirdre. Okay, what about Cecilia? I know Cecilia's here. Come on, Cecilia. So that's your certificate and your crystal. Would you like to say anything? Can you say something about your experience? You're coming back. I love how matter-of-fact you are about that. We'll see Cecilia again. She's not you. All right, thank you, Cecilia. What about Don? Come on, Don. I need my Don. Congratulations. Thank you so much. Do you want to say something? Good. Awesome.
My journey in Platinum has been exceptional. I think what I've got most out of Platinum is the networking and enjoyment, talking and meeting to other people who have a like-minded interest. I think probably most of all what I've learned from Platinum is that I still have a lot to learn. Certainly sometime in the future I'll be coming back again. Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. All right. Heather and Russell. Where are they? Come on. I think Heather just groaned. Did you groan? Yeah. No, not groan, as in... Congratulations. Give you that. Oh, actually, you're tired. Would you... Love it.
G'day. I think our Platinum, I've learnt a lot about me. I would never have done a JV before Platinum, but now you are all amazing people and I would do a deal with any of you, and that's me being able to now do that because of my belief in self. So thank you.
Pleasure. Go on, Russell.
How can I follow on from that?
You can.
The growth that we've seen here and all gone through is amazing. So, yeah, as before, congratulate yourselves.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I've got one more. Billy, good job. How did you... You're amazing. Come on, Billy. That's for you. Thank you. Congratulations. You want a few words?
Yeah, thanks to everyone I've met and had an interaction with and some kind of positive experience with. It's been a big growth journey for me. I haven't actually done a lot of hands-on stuff, but I've done a lot of work up here and in here, and I think that's where I needed to grow the most. Thank you to Mick, who couldn't make it tonight. Mm. He's been a great help in directing me in different areas that I wouldn't have looked at otherwise, and thank you to Narelle yourself and the community. So pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to say on behalf of the community, thank you to those of you who are graduating, because you have, you know, you've really been an amazing contribution to our community. So thank you to each and every one of you, and you know, we look forward to seeing you back revisiting one day. Whether that's, you know, straight away or whether that's in the future, you know, the best thing about Platinum is once you've been a Platinum, if you ever decide to come back, you're a graduate. You don't have to, you know, start at the bottom again. You can take a break, you can start straight away, it doesn't, whatever. Once you're a Platinum, you're always a Platinum. So, and once you've probably noticed, once you're part of the community, like, you're always part of the community. That's it, you're done. So, let's talk about commitment. Now, I have a question for you with regards to commitment. I want you to have a think about who you know whether in your life or somebody that you know about, that represents commitment? Who do you know that's committed? Do you know anybody famous you might consider to be committed? Anybody want to shout out some suggestions of people that they would say are committed? Gandhi, yes. I think if you were to suggest the epitome of commitment, Gandhi's got to be one of them. Definitely. Anybody else want to share? Yeah, he's pretty committed. Committed to his cause, that's for sure. Yep. Donald Trump. Is he committed or should he be committed? Oh, did I say that out loud? He is committed to being right. What do you reckon, Heather? Timna. That's a great example. She is one of the most committed people to her community. She's amazing. I would agree. So what are some of the words that you would use to describe, apart from committed, what other words would you use to describe people who are committed? Just call them out. Focused, yep. Driven, passionate, persistent, motivational, I like it. What? Resilient, good. What? Consistent, yep. Any others? Disciplined, that's a good one, I like that. Positive, often, yeah, it's good. Clear, yes. Yeah, they have purpose, don't they? There's something that they are committed to. Good. Strength, great. What else do we associate those words with? Success, right? Success. And what is it about people who are committed that sets them apart from everyone else? What makes them different? Yeah, I don't know that it's quite consistency. They don't give up, but what is it that makes them different? What is it about them? They're single-minded and they get results. Right? The thing that sets them apart is the result. And you don't get the result without the commitment. So, one of the things that I would like you to do right now is to write down a statement about your commitment. It can be whatever you like. You might think that your commitment's not particularly strong, or you might think that you are committed to certain things in your life but not committed to other things. Is it a bit fluid? Does it depend? Just write down on a piece of paper, what is a statement about your commitment, your level of committedness? As it is right now, just what's so. Just acknowledge what is so. Tonight we're looking at commitment. And I want to read you a story. It's a true story. It's not a bedtime story. A story about a bunch of people called the Tendai Monks. Has anybody heard of them? Oh, Fiona, you've heard of them. That's awesome. Michelle? What's that? What did you say? Oh, okay. Yep, got it. Okay, so the Tendai Monks are amazing, and we're going to hear a bit about them. So this is the Tendai Monks. In the northeastern hills outside Kyoto, in Japan, there's a mountain known as Mount Haiyi. The mountain is littered with unmarked graves. Those graves mark the final resting place of the Tendai Buddhist monks who have failed in their quest, known as the Kaihogo. The Tendai monks believe that enlightenment can be achieved during your current life, but only through extreme self-denial. For the Tendai, the ultimate act of self-denial and the route to enlightenment is a physical challenge known as the Kaihogyo. Because of this challenge, the Tendai monks are often known as the mountain monks. Oh, sorry, marathon monks. But the Kaihogyo is much more than a marathon. The Kaihogyo is a 1,000-day challenge which takes place over 7 years. And if the monk chooses to undertake this challenge, this is what it's required of him. During year one, the monk must run 30 kilometers per day for 100 days straight. During year two, the monk must again run 30 kilometers a day for 100 days straight. During year three, the monk must once again run 30 kilometers per day for 100 days straight. During year four, the monk must run 30 kilometers a day, but this time for 200 days straight. During year five, the monk must again run 30 kilometers a day for 200 days straight, but after completing the fifth year of running, the monks go for 9 consecutive days without food and water, or rest. And a monk stands on either side of him, so two monks are with him at all times to make sure he doesn't fall asleep during those 9 days. Here's torture. During year six, the monk must run 60 kilometres a day for 100 days straight. And during year seven, the monk must run 84 kilometres per day for 100 days straight, and then 30 kilometres a day for the final 100 days. The sheer volume of running is incredible, of course, but there is one final challenge that makes the Kaihogyo unlike any other feat. And that is the catch. Day 101. Now, if you'll remember, in year one, they have to run 30 kilometres a day for 100 days straight. On day 101, they're no longer allowed to withdraw from the challenge. So during the first 100 days of running 30 kilometres a day, they're allowed to pull out if they want. But on day 101, there is no withdrawal. If you have not withdrawn by then, you either complete or die. They must take their own life if they complete. So if they start after 101, day 101, if they keep going, they either finish it or they take their own life. And because of this, the monks carry a rope and a short sword with them at all times on the journey. It is a bit crazy, isn't it? Commitment. In the last 400 years, 46 men have completed the challenge. 46, though many, many, many others have tried and can be not identified by their unmarked grave. Now, the interesting thing about these guys is you saw from their photo they wear funny hats and, like, they're not in Nike athletics gear and they don't have, you know, the latest ASICS runners on their shoe, on their feet. They have wooden platformed shoes. No socks. And they are running 30 kilometres a day for 100 days every year at least. But from day 101, it's either finish the rest to the seventh year or take your own life. So it's finish it or die trying. Would you describe that as commitment? How do you feel about your own level of commitment that you wrote a statement about just a moment ago? No, really? Hands up those who are happy with their statement of commitment about themselves. You think it's madness. I don't run, so I think it's definite madness. I don't run. I've never run. I could dance 100 days straight, but I can't run. Yeah, one person's insanity is another person's passion. So interesting that nobody in the room is happy with their level of commitment as they wrote it down on their page. Or was there a hand up? You're happy with your level of commitment? Awesome. Congratulations. For the rest of us, we've got some lesson to learn from the Tendai monks. Complete or kill? Finish that deal or die trying, right? All right, maybe not. Like, we don't actually have to carry a small sword with us every time we go and look at a property. But kill the vendor. Take it by force. The marathon monks are an extreme version of this idea of complete or kill, right? However, you can take the same approach to your goals, your projects, and your work. And I don't mean commit hurry curry. What I mean is, if something is important to you, then complete it. If it's not, then kill it. Don't let your life get filled up with a bunch of unnecessary activity that you're not committed to. Right? If it's something that's important to you, then do what it takes to complete it. If it's not, then do what it takes to put it to bed. Kill it, put it down, walk away, whatever that looks like. Now, sometimes you will need to tidy something up before you can actually put it to bed. And if that's the case, then get that done. Right? But have a think about this idea of either get rid of it or commit to doing it. Don't sit on the fence. The fence will give you splinters in very uncomfortable places. All right? So what's half finished or half completed that you need to deal with right now? So write down on that page in front of you where you wrote down your level of commitment, write down what are the projects that you've got right now that are half finished or half complete. What loose ends do you need to tie up? Just write yourself a list. All the things you can think of that are half done in your life. We might be here a while. either something is important enough to you to complete it, or it's time to kill it. Fill your life with your goals that are worth finishing, that are worth completing, and eliminate the rest. So while you're writing that list, I want you to write next to each item, complete or kill. All of those half-finished projects that you're writing down on that list, write next to them, complete them, commit to them and get them done, or kill them off. Now, for the items in that list that you are saying you will complete, when you get home tonight, schedule them into your life. There's no point leaving them on a list, on a piece of paper. They actually require some level of action for you to be committed to them. So schedule them in. If they're important enough to complete, make the time to get them done. All right, so lesson number two from our 10-day monks. If you commit to nothing, you're distracted by everything. Shiny thing over there and a sparkly thing over there. We always get attracted to the shiny, sparkly things if we're not committed to or focused on the thing that we're committed to. So most of us never face a challenge with the true possibility of death like the 10-day monks do. However, we can learn a lot from their sense of commitment and conviction. They may have clarified exactly what they're working for, and for 7 years, they organized their life around completing this goal. So out of every year, they have to find 100 consecutive days where they can run 30 kilometers for several years in a row. That takes some organization. That takes some scheduling. And they can't decide to do 2 or 3 days and then take a break. And I'll do the next, 97 later. It's 100 days straight. That's the challenge. And after day 101, there's a fairly big consequence for not getting that job done. So every possible distraction is rendered unimportant. Nothing else matters. Because it's do or die. Do you think the monks get distracted by TV or movies? The internet? Probably not. Celebrity gossip? Do you think they care what the Kardashians are doing? I certainly don't, so I'm sure the 10-day monks don't. We all have things that we say that are important to us, but do we actually make the time for this above all else? Do we complete them? Do we schedule them in? Do we actually organize our time around accomplishing them? If we don't, we're actually not committed. We're just talking about commitment. Yeah, so if I said to you, I'm really committed to visiting sick people in hospital, and you said to me, that's awesome, how many times have you been to visit sick people in hospital? I said, none. How committed am I? I'm not, clearly. But if I said to you, every Thursday morning, I set aside time in my schedule to go and visit sick people in hospital, you'd be like, man, that's commitment. So the same applies to our property journeys. You know, we are all busy people. Hands up in the room if you're not busy. Right. You've got stuff going on. You've got family. You've got friends. You've got work. You've got other commitments that take up your time. You've probably got leisure activities. You've probably got things like shopping, eating, sleeping, and exercise. There's not a lot of time left in a week when you put all of that stuff in. And it's really easy for you to talk about being committed to your property journey but not actually get on with doing it. So schedule it in. Sacrifice something else, like sitting in front of the television. Not every day, unless you're seriously committed. I'd highly recommend every day, honestly. But at least once or twice a week, get it done. Schedule that time. Tuesday night is my webinar watching night, for example. It's not my webinar watching night. Wednesday mornings, I'm going to get up an hour early and I'm going to do whatever. It's my property time. And don't let anybody else sabotage it. Right? If you set that time aside, treat it like your job. If you've got a regular job, let's say everybody in the room works on Thursdays. And if somebody came to you and said, hey, I'd like to go on a picnic Thursday morning, do you want to come? You would say no. Why? I'm going to work. So if you have scheduled Saturday morning as your property time and you're going looking at property and somebody says to you, hey, do you want to come out for brunch? What's the answer? No, I'm going looking at property because that's what I'm committed to, or whatever version it is for you. Don't just talk about it. Schedule it in, get it done. So write down on that list that you've already started, what are the biggest distractions in your life? What are the things that are sabotaging your time? Children. Husbands. So real estate agents. So write down, what are the things that you can stop being distracted by? What are the things that are interrupting your commitment? What are the things that you need to start saying no to? Lesson number 3 from the 10 Die Monks. It doesn't matter how long your goal will take, get started. Right? On day 1, they run 30 kilometres. On day 2, they run 30 kilometres. On day 3, they run 30 kilometres. By the time they get to day 101, where they actually have to commit to doing the rest of the journey, they are several thousand kilometres away from their goal and 900 days away from finishing. They're setting out on a journey that is so arduous and so long, but they still accept and commit to completing it. They accept the challenge day after day and year after year because they're committed. How committed are you? And by the way, this commitment we're talking about for you is to you. It's not to the stuff that you're doing. The stuff that you are doing is what is going to get us to where we want to go. The commitment is to yourself, to make your goals your reality. So you're not committing to doing something. You're committing to that future becoming real for you. This is you committing to you. Don't let yourself off the hook on this. Don't let the length of your goal prevent you from starting. Make a start. Take the first step, and then the second step, and then the third. Never give up on the dream just because of the length of time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway. It's a quote from H. Jackson Brown. The time will pass. You will be another year older. The question is, how far further along the journey will you be? Now let me ask you that in a different way. How many people wish they'd started this journey they're on right now with Platinum or some form of this 10 years ago? Right? I started investing in property when I was 27 years old, and gee, do I wish I'd done it earlier. I've talked about it for years before I actually did it. Don't do that. Learn from my mistakes, right? Don't talk about it. Get on with it. Commit to it. Commit to you. Commit to the goals you're trying to create. Commit to the future you want to bring into your reality and get the important stuff done. Number four from the Tendai Monks, mental toughness and commitment. They go hand in hand. When you believe in something enough, any obstacle or hardship that arises is simply part of the journey. It's an opportunity to problem solve and ultimately to learn. Do you think that the Tendai Monks stay in bed because it's raining? After day 101, that's not a choice. It's not an option. Stay in bed, kill myself. Yeah, no, I'm getting up. Right? Don't let the obstacles become a stop for you. Don't let them become a roadblock. They're just a problem to be solved. They're an opportunity to learn something else. And sometimes that opportunity to learn is to learn how to walk away from something. Sometimes it's to learn how to find a different way. But either way, see it as an opportunity to learn. It's a problem to be solved. And whether you think you can or think you can't, you will be right. Yeah? So if these guys on day 215 say, I can't go another step, I can't do any more, they're going to end up one of those unmarked grades. That's how right they are about it. Don't be that. Right? And we've talked about this in the past. A few meetings ago, we talked about this idea of rewriting how you talk about yourself to yourself. So let's say, for an example, you bump up against an obstacle like, I don't know what to do. Add the word yet to the end of that sentence. Right? Don't make it a statement that's definitive and has no other opportunity or possibility. I don't know what to do yet is a whole lot more powerful than I don't know what to do. It gives you somewhere to go, like somewhere to find what to do. I don't know what to do doesn't give you any possibility. I don't know what to do yet. There's a world of opportunity attached to that. So think about how you're talking to yourself. I can't do this yet, but gee, I'm on the journey to learning how. Can you hear how much more powerful that is? And just put one step in front of the other. You know, you guys have the most amazing resource available to you, or resources available to you in this community. If there's something you don't know, there's probably a webinar about it. And I'm sure you're all sick of webinars, but too bad. Because that's where the learning is, right? And then if that doesn't work, you've got coaches. And all of the coaches are amazing people who have done incredible property deals and have an amazing amount of learning and experience that they can share with you. And if that doesn't work, you're surrounded by a bunch of people who are in this journey with you that you can talk to and share this experience with. And if that doesn't work, you go and attack Dimpner in a break at one of the national conferences and you pick her ear and pick her brain. Or you go and speak to Calvin, or you go and speak to Derek, or you go and speak to Danuta, or you go and hit Lloyd up. You go and speak to Andrew Kubank, you go and speak to Tony Hart. We have the most amazing group of people. And there's hundreds of us. Across the country, There are so many resources for you to draw on. There's actually no excuse for any of you to be stuck. If you're stuck, change your sentence. Add the word yet to whatever it is you are saying about it. Move forward. Don't let it stop you. Be committed. So this idea of commitment is also an idea of conviction. So imagine the sense of commitment that these monks feel on day 101. If they say, yes, I am running 30 kilometers today, they have signed themselves up for a massive task or certain death. Imagine what it feels like to embrace those final 900 days of that challenge and accept the goal that is so important to you that you tell yourself, I am going to finish this or I will die. I will take my own life. That's your level of commitment to it. So if you have something that's important to you, eliminate all of the unrelated, all the unimportant tasks, and no matter how big the challenge is, commit. Commit to your goals. And like I said before, commit to yourself. Because nobody else can. Nobody can make you do it for you. I, as your coach, cannot make you do it. I can ask you to do it. I can plead with you to do it. Do the work. Watch the webinar, please. But if you don't want to, if you're not committed to this becoming a reality in your life, there's nothing I can do or say to change that. It's completely up to you. So get committed. Every big challenge has a turning point, and today could be your day 101. Who's up for today being their day 101? Commit or die? You don't like the idea of dying? Not yet. Right. Fair enough. All right. On that note, let's talk about accountability. So this is where you guys get to buddy up. Anybody who's been here before and has their accountability buddy in the room, grab your goal sheets. They're on the tables. If you haven't already grabbed one, grab your monthly and your weekly goal sheets and start filling out all of your goals for the next month and then break them down into your weekly goal sheets. Anybody who hasn't been here before or doesn't have a buddy, come meet me down the front and we'll buddy you up. But everybody grab your goal sheets, or if you've got your goal sheets with you, get yours out. So we'll spend 15 minutes or so just buddying up and getting our goals done, getting our accountability done.